Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Too old, she pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Who this crazy bitch is.
Awesome.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, okay, great. So we don't get a cold open that Vanessa likes.
Vanessa likes that.
Right. Welcome to Mamas and Merlot, our second live episode that we're recording from AV on National Tabletop Game. I am Stephanie. With me is Christy.
Hello.
And Missy.
Hello.
And we'll be joined in a few minutes by Q, who is doing her her hosting duties. Vanessa had to go home. This is the post kids session of National Tabletop Game. Tabletop
day.
Game day. I don't know.
You've had a couple drinks.
I had a long day. And I've had
no, it's been a long day.
It's been a super long day. Q,
she's coming.
She ignored me.
So we've been here
all fucking day.
Yeah.
I mean, I left for a little bit, but I came back.
Yeah, we left to take the kids home and like give them to grandparents. And
yes, sadly, Vanessa did not have that option.
Vanessa didn't have the option, so she had to
stay. I went to Yogurtland and then I came back.
You went to Yogurtland? What the fuck is Yogurtland?
What are you doing?
I was a little bit tight. There we go.
That's always a good thing. That's a good thing, right? Only good things can happen when I recorded AV and I'm drinking wine.
I would hope I'm still a little bit tight. Ooh, that just sounded really bad. I regretted it. I regretted saying it just as it was coming out of my mouth.
That's what she said. Thank you.
We are
drinking a California Roots Red Blend, which I'm pretty sure we've had before.
But who gives a fuck? So it's whatever. Target wine.
It's a $5 Target wine. I don't typically like red
Wine, and this is yummy.
Blends are usually softer, so they're not so bad.
Yeah, I can do.
Cheers.
I've gotten Jeff into more blends and stuff like that.
Mm. They
and
drank.
I already spilled on myself. So cool.
Sorry, that's I had fun. To stop to take a sip.
No, that's okay. So, do you want to wait for Q so we can tell?
Nah.
Q,
are you coming?
Q,
stop. Yeah.
Okay.
Stop yelling.
So we'll just start with.
It's been a fun day, and we've just kind of been hanging out. We cut Q a cake because her birthday is in like 3 days.
Yeah, it's on.
It's on the first.
The first. Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say it's
Tuesday.
On Tuesday, but
it
when
is
this
Tuesday.
Finally comes out, they won't
it'll
know
be
what
yesterday.
Tuesday is.
No, it'll be like a week from now.
It'll be her birthday a long time ago.
It'll be in the past.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking to the future?
Yeah.
We are talking to the future.
Future listeners.
Okay, cool.
So
any cool stories we should talk about?
Well, let's see. How was today? So we
the
brought...
The kids were super excited to hang out. They haven't hung out all four of them together in a long time.
And it was kind of crazy. Like, that first initial arrival of everybody together. Like, as any parent knows... You get to a party, you get to an event, and it's fucking chaos for like a good 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
While you get your bearings. Then after that, we were pretty cool because every kid found their thing. They found what they wanted to do. They found what they wanted to hang out.
Sophie was hustling me at Candyland like hard. hardcore.
Did you lose to Sofa finally? Like seven times
she,
in a row?
Yeah, because she didn't let me shell out the cards. And then she would do it. So she'll give me like a single jump. And then she'd search for the lollipop or the ice cream. And then spontaneously ended up getting that card whenever it was her turn. She hustled me.
You got, yeah, you
but
got,
I let her though because I'm obsessed with all your kids. Six. Also, well, yeah, there's that too.
We've also discovered that Q and Missy are like the best babysitters.
Yeah, they really are.
Like,
I love your kids.
We got to like hang out and not worry about our kids for like a couple hours.
And this venue, for anybody that hasn't been here, it's basically it's a warehouse space, but there's like a stage and then there's one exit.
Yeah.
And there's somebody there.
You left, but the kids found the props. And we had a full-on, like, Game of Thrones sword fight. Spectacular.
Sophie killed Ollie, like, three times.
Yeah.
As you should to your sibling.
Oliver, like, accidentally.
Oh, here comes trouble.
Yeah. Kenny said to check your level.
Yeah, I see it. Okay. I'm loud. No matter where my levels are, it's going to be loud.
So that's fine.
You're at an 11?
Yeah, I should be.
That's fine.
Almost.
We're talking about how the kids had
a Game of Thrones episode on stage.
Oh, yeah. There were thrones literally fell off of heads and flew into the side of the stage. Some fell over the stage and died.
He pretend died and then told Q that he had a pain in his side.
Yeah, so he could stop.
There
so
may be
like,
a homeowner's claim being placed on your business. Like, yeah. Just going to put it out there.
He commits maybe to the moment. I like that. He's a method actor.
You'll get the notice in the mail.
But the most beautiful thing is when he was playing dead, he was in that like,
yes,
like position of like paint me like your French girl, right?
He was just like that.
And kind of with his hand like, yeah, I'm kind of hitting you with this stick, but I don't really care. It's really comfortable down here.
Of course, they're talking about my son Lincoln. Yeah. They're not talking.
It's basically, do it look good?
Yeah.
I'm gonna die in the next act, but I'm going to go out good.
Yeah.
And I got Nate to do like 5 seconds of the zombie dance.
Yes, he did.
And then he ran for it because he was like, bitch, don't put me on the spot, okay? Yeah, you almost have to pretend like it wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And then because it was, he was like, and I'm gone. I'm out.
I love him. I love all your kids. They're all adorable.
Yes, I do. I love all of your kids.
Well, they were complimenting us because they're saying that you and I are such great babysitters. And I'm like, yeah, because I give them back. So like, there's no pressure.
So like, it's like, here,
like,
I'm done.
There's no pressure.
And I think it also has to do with the fact that like, well, one, I'm a really big kid. So it just immediately like I'm already at your level. But we're also not drained throughout the day of being a parent.
Correct.
By the time you're here at 4 o'clock, you've been up since 5 playing every song, every game, and trying to get them dressed and trying to do that. We came in fresh. We were like, we want to play everything with you. Let's do it. You're like, oh my God, thank God. Yes.
that's what we were saying is that like Vanessa, Christy and I got to sit at the table and just like do nothing.
Yeah. It was, let me explain to you how well cared for my child was. That my mother was here with us.
Yes.
And at one point, my mother told me, don't worry about it. He's over there with her.
Oh. Even she was calm.
My mother, when we were up here, at one point, Nate, because we tried, and you may hear the chaos if we review the tape on that one. When we tried to record with the kids,
right,
they were all on stage. And at one point, Nate just like took off. He's like, I'm done with this. And he walked off stage. And my mom was sitting up on stage with us. And I'm like looking out to where he is. She goes, don't worry. He's over there. Like, don't worry about it. My mother, who is like super like,
and
where's the child?
When we were to get me and Keith with the kids.
Yeah, one of you were down there and like Nate ran out to like where
I'm
you guys were.
You, man.
We're good.
We're good.
We're so good.
Yeah, and my mom's the type that like, she's like, you know, where's your child? Like, she's a where's your child person. And also, again, one exit.
Yes, there's only one exit. So it's a lot easier to track. You're like, and there's somebody at the exit. So if a little child tried to bolt, that person would be like, no.
I'm pretty sure Tiff would be like, no.
Yeah.
No, no, no. No.
You need to sit. Somebody come get this.
This is better than the Chuck E. Cheese brand exit. It's like, no. I don't need to see an ID. You're too small. Go back.
Yeah. If you're below this height, you can't leave.
It's like reverse ride requirements at Disney. Yeah. Yes. Like, if you're below this height, you cannot exit the building.
I had to laugh playing Candyland with Sophie.
I told them how she was hustling us.
Yeah, she is. She let me slide. So you weren't there, right? So after we cut my birthday cake and everything, right? She realized that it was my birthday.
But she also like blew out your candles for you.
Yeah, she did. Even though I told her not to. But I mean, she's a kid. So then I just lit a bunch of candles for all of them to blow out because I figured that would leave, like, everybody was handled at that point.
Except my kid, who was like,
because your kid
happy
ran.
Birthday, peace out, I don't want to be here.
So after we cut the cake, Sophie was like, oh, I want to play Candyland again. And I was like, okay, I'll go play Candyland again. And this time it was me and Vanessa and Link and Oliver and Sophie. So we were there, and she actually handed me the deck. She was like, you could play. And I was like, what?
That's like being knighted.
I was like, all right. So we're playing regular, but I can see her non-excitement as I was winning because of just the randomness of the cards, right? So the randomness of the cards literally put me.
That's not how this is supposed to go.
It's not. And I can see her just like getting, like, she's not talking anymore. She's not having fun with
she's
this.
She's getting mad.
She's just like, and she's like way
Who's
in
here?
The back.
Sorry, oh, Fanny.
I was just waving with you for no reason. Just gonna wave.
Welcome.
As everybody else was waving.
Is that Manny?
Yes.
Manny, Fanny, and Lisa just got here. Hi, Fred.
Hey.
Hi, friends.
Oh, good. Manny, I need you to teach my kid how to swim.
So, yeah. So then I kind of rigged it so that she would get a little bit closer to me so that she would feel like she was more in it. Because Link was only jumping in to move his character and then going back to
Correct.
Building the house that him and I had been building for a long time. But I let her. She won. I was just like,
yeah, see,
you won. Fair and square, because I, for the most part, you really did reach there, but I was like, I felt so special when she handed me the deck. I was just like,
you got a birthday gift.
I did. I know, but it was so funny. I was super distracted by all of them. Like, I was supposed to be playing Magic, and all of them at one point were like, Q, 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 and I was like, okay, they're more entertaining right now.
They're cute, they're little, and they, like, Nathan would, like, they were, you guys were recording Talking Geek, and Nathan just, like, jumps up on stage right before you guys got here with the kids. Nathan just walks up on stage, sits down next to Jeff, and he's like,
yeah,
hi.
He's a little podcaster of America, like
I
a future podcaster.
I love all your kids. They're all fun.
I had to hang my head in shame with Link for a minute, though.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I felt so bad.
But don't, because here's the thing. Like,
what happened?
Learning, and I'd rather him be educated, and I would rather him learn from you.
Oh. Right,
because
right.
Because you're going to say the right thing.
Right.
So Link, Link asked Q.
Yeah.
So bad.
So
Link asked Q.
He waited a while, though. We had already had a rapport before he asked the question. So I feel like he waited until he thought he could have enough confidence in asking me, which is already speaks a lot for his age.
What
if he was like, so go.
He goes up to Q and he like, I saw it. And he like hesitated for a second and he goes, are you a boy or a girl?
Wait, but I ran this by Lisa when we went. We were like, when I left, I met up with them and I just came back and I asked her about it. And she says that she's been asking everybody.
He does. He asked
her. He asked her. And then she goes, I'm a boy. And she goes, no, you're not. You're a girl. So I think it's like a thing he's doing.
He does because they are in school. They do learn about like gender and like they teach them like what girls wear and what boys wear and stuff. But Q is a little androgynous.
Yeah.
And, you know, and purposefully so.
Yeah, purpose. And, like I know fully well what I'm. Showing the world, so that's why
I've seen you. I've seen you in like, quote unquote, costume.
Yeah,
like when you dress up for the magicians.
Like, yes, like I've seen you more.
Oh yeah, I've gone way further, and I've done both. But yeah. I, for the most part, I'm running the middle.
Today you're like today you're pretty in the middle. So
wait, so Dave goes, Link, she has boobs. And then since I'm an asshole, I go, so do you. That doesn't mean anything.
Why did no one literally just say? Lincoln, you can ask somebody if they're white.
That's funny. Oh my God, Karen, you can't ask white people white.
You can't. Why did we not
kids
mean
see
girls
the darnest
that
thing?
I
like,
oh, mean girls.
I
it.
Felt really
I know, and
bad.
I saw you. Okay, so the funny thing is the way that he asked me where he was standing, I could see you behind him, and I literally saw Steph just drop her head.
Well,
shame in her hands. Like, what am I
gonna
going, do?
No. And I covered my face, and I was like, Earth. Now's the time. Remember how we talk all the time? This is one of those moments.
But it was super cool. I looked at him and he asked me, and I was like,
"But you
I'm
are
a
the
girl.
You're the perfect person
but,
for
but
that
that's
to happen."
That if he's gonna do that, like if he's
cool.
gonna like ask somebody who's
it was
who's
me.
LGBT,
least, yeah.
If he's gonna ask somebody who's LGBT, I wanted to ask. I wanted to be someone that's first of all someone that we know, and I wanted to be someone that's gonna give him an honest answer and that's not gonna be offended by it and that's not gonna judge him for asking that. And I'd rather it be someone that's gonna give him an educated answer and something. And that was it. And that was the end of the moment. And he was like, "Okay, cool." And he just like went on about his business.
I literally looked at him and I said, "No, I'm a girl, but I know that I like boy things." And that's what I said because he's so young that that's what he's correlating. I'm playing with houses. I have a boy haircut. I'm playing cards with all his daddy friends. Like, you know what I mean? So it's understandable that I'd like, in his mind and what he's being taught for what boys wear or right. what boys do, that he sees that I'm doing boyish things. So, no, I'm a girl. I just like, I like boy things like you. And he was just like, cool. And then ran off and then came back with his wand. Like, it was just like,
I think he's just asking to like calibrate who's who.
Right.
Yeah, but you like, know, because like, you said they're teaching yeah, him, yeah. right?
Like Nathan right now in school, like Nathan is learning pronouns.
Right.
Like he's dealing with that right now and he's still a little bit, and he's been a little bit confused on some things because like he'll like do he, she. Like my kid has a Pinkie Pie, one of the My Little Ponies. Because my kid's a brony. He loves fucking My Little Pony. And one of them,
Lincoln is starting to like it because I forgot what it was the other day, but he was like, oh, that's the ponies. I want to watch that.
It's funny as hell. Vanessa and Neri were not wrong. It is funny if you actually watch it.
But he said something and I mentioned it to David and I was like, everybody really raves about the ponies. Like, yeah. It's really great.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, we started watching, like Nathan was watching it and I was laughing. Like I was literally, and Nathan's like on the floor laughing.
Was it confusing for him because it's a pony in pink, but it's a boy?
That's his thing. Like
she moment is confused.
He has the pink
pie
one.
Boy.
Yeah, Pinkie Pie's. The thing is, Pinkie Pie is a girl, I think, but it's a horse.
Right. So you're like,
so
do I appropriate
Nate
this?
Or like,
it's an it.
Yeah. So he'll tell me, oh, because and honestly, the reason he bought it, like wanted it, not that he bought it, because
you bought
money,
it clearly,
is because it's a mermaid. It's a fucking mermaid horse. Like it swims in the sub. He loves anything.
How does that work?
I don't know. It's, and listen, Nathan right now, anything that floats in the bathtub with him.
Exactly. I mean, they're talking ponies. Really.
Listen, Nathan's got about another year.
Oh, you've never met a talking pony?
You know me. Is it Tuesday? No, I haven't met one yet.
The kid's got about another year.
I have a link story when we're done with this.
The kid's got about another year. Of like bath time.
Yes.
Like straight up, like I'm gonna hang out and
play. God, he's so much fun when he's taking a bath.
He is. He's hysterical. Like that's like
his moment. Like,
because my nephew's turning 7 this year, and my nephew's fucking no fun anymore.
Right.
Because he wants to shower. He wants to be a big boy. Like it's the, like a like right now. After we left here, we took him home right before they picked him up. Nathan, I was like, Nathan, it's bath time. Come on. He took a bath, and my nephew was like, why is he taking a bath? Like, all he needs to do is get in the shower.
Yeah.
And Nathan was like,
This is my time, buddy. Don't talk to me about this.
It's me time.
Yeah, and, like, anything that will, like, float and swim
underwater.
I'm about
to rain in these bubbles.
And the thing, listen, it floats, it flaps its tail, it lights up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Have you tried a bath bomb with your kid in the... Like,
not a bath bomb. I don't... I have to go to Lush and buy one.
I was going
to
say, Lush, at least where it's a natural one.
Because I
you
know where it is. Like, all the ones that I've seen are accessible are, like, at, like, regular stores or
Ross.
Oh,
because if you have,
like
a skin allergy, they could...
He has sensitive skin, so I don't want to deal with it.
My bad.
Yeah, so I haven't done that yet, but... I used to have all these, like... I've done the glow stick thing. That you, like, crack a bunch of glow sticks and you just throw in the water and turn off the lights. He has, like, bathtub parties.
He's got a bath rave.
I wish I had a bath rave
in his bathtub. Yeah, he does. He loves it. So he'll tell me, he's like, yeah.
That's the life, bro.
That's Pinkie Pie. He does this. He does that. And I'm like, Papa, is Pinkie Pie a girl or a boy? He goes, oh, Pinkie Pie's a girl. Okay, but she does this? Yeah, he does that. And, like, he'll correct me. He'll tell me that. So I'm like,
because
I just let him go.
Horses, he does. I mean, I told Steph this. I was just like, I get asked that more often than you think. And I've gotten asked that on every spectrum of age. Always, but I always get mostly, of course, the little kids that don't understand what society tells them is a boy or girl. At least he didn't look at me like he looked at your other friend and said, nah-uh, when I said that I was a girl. Because he could have been like, nah-uh. But he was like, no, I kind of accept what it is that you just said. I've had little kids go, nah, you're a boy. And I'm like, no, I kind of know. Like, it's one of those things you just know, you know? And I know him, but it really depends. But he took it like a champ, and I always laugh when people are like, oh, how do you explain that to your kid? And you'd be surprised how easy they take what you say and just understand because they don't have this bitter world filter
right.
that they're looking through. It's just, oh, cool. And I'm going to run off and play in La La Land.
That's why I love hanging out with kids because it's like super easy with them. It's like they like you or they don't.
Yeah.
My
very
friend
simple.
That's trans has told me that when kids have asked her what the situation is and she's explained it to them that she was born a boy and then later became a girl, that they basically take it at face value. And
yeah,
that's what it is because
they don't
historically, like, okay. If you want to go back like whatever, 25, 30 years, the whole, you know, LGBTQ community was got steam in the 90s. And, like, if you were growing up in the 90s, it was, like, normal for right. you to, like, have a RuPaul or that Pedro guy from Real World. Or,
listen, that's well, still that rough.
Was, and I'm Ellen glad you brought up Pedro from the Real World, because I think that was like the first moment.
Correct.
That it was right after the main AIDS epidemic and seeing AIDS in a different
that
light.
That still hurts. Like, and then Pedro watching, still fucking hurts.
Well, and then I'm, watching Pedro's relationship correct. Is what changed people's and I, like. Oh, okay. They're people, like correct. In love with somebody yeah. who's got to take care of correct. Them doing this stuff.
They're not, just they shouldn't be objectified just because of their sexual orientation.
Right.
And if you're growing up in that environment, then it's normalized. It's like, oh, okay, it's easier to accept. Like, I'll be honest, even though I'm very accepting, I still, like, cognitively, I struggle with the trans thing,
a lot of people do.
But I support them and I want everything that they want for themselves. Absolutely. But I still, but why? Because it's just now becoming yes. a thing that we're, a conversation that we're having.
Yeah, 15 years from now, the people who grew up in this correct. Era will feel right. like that's nothing.
Which is good. As long yeah. as we're talking about it, then that's progress.
And the way that I see it is this, and I'm glad that you brought that up, is just like, I've had this conversation with other people in either the gay or lesbian world, where even some older school lesbians and gays don't necessarily understand the transgendered world. But my lack of understanding doesn't equate to a lack of thinking you have rights.
Correct.
I believe you have your yes. rights and you should mm-hmm. do whatever you want.
Yes.
Even if I don't understand whatever it is you're
correct.
Going through.
Right.
And that's, I think, the most like important part in breaching a conversation or in having yeah. a conversation is you don't need to understand
correct.
It to understand that they deserve that.
I am
that
such,
deserve that.
I'm a yes gift right now so much.
You are. See, because, like, I have friends that, like, old school, like, old school lesbians.
Yeah, yeah. I have no other term for that.
I don't know. Yeah, like, old, yeah, and, like, they don't get bisexuality.
You see? And
it's not even as difficult to wrap your head around trans for them. Like, bi, that's even, to them, they're like, no. They're I like, mean, you do what you want to do, but, right. you know, to them, it's like, that. And that just shows people that are in the community have issues. So obviously people that are outside of the community
are even going to have even more.
Issues. So yeah, fine. But the basic underlying of everything is just let people do what they fucking
yeah,
want.
Yeah, correct.
They
want.
I mean, and that happens. Even me, when I was first like realizing that I was into women and all of that other stuff, I still had a hard time understanding like why women bought strap-ons. I was like, what's the fucking point of that? After that, I just sleep with a dude.
Please,
like,
please refer to Lesbian Adjacent yes, Part exactly. 1 and 2.
Refer to that. But that's really what it was. So I can understand. That's why when I have conversations with other people, I'm like, I don't expect you to understand it. It's a complicated world for you, even for me in it and for you that are outside of it. It's super convoluted. You can't understand. I chose to tell my mom that I was a lesbian instead of bi because that was just going to make her way
more
too
confused.
And so it was just easier for me to just be like,
bring
you know
her
what?
In.
Let's
bring
eliminate one whole sex from yeah. the equation. That way you're kind of hyper-focused on the other one. And then if it happens, great, but I'm not trying to get, you know, you're not trying to shove dick in my mouth. Like, that's not...
That's what would happen. She'd be like, oh, so you're still open to...
Oh, so it's just you're experimenting. It just becomes so much more. So I don't get... I no longer... I've had to get so accustomed that if I want to look like this in the society that we live in, then I need to be willing to hear questions.
Correct.
Because it's just... I'm so outside of the norm that if I'm not willing to accept it, then what am I like? What am I doing? Like, I feel like it's yeah. my part then in all of this is to be able to tell you, no, you know, I'm still a girl and I'm actually more girly in certain things than an emotional level. I'm way more girly than Vanessa. I'm super sentimental. Everything fucking hurts me. I always wonder if other people like me. Like, men in my head, totally fucking female. She's the one that's like, I don't give a fuck. She's like a guy in that aspect. She doesn't give a shit. She has no feelings. We were talking about Infinity Wars, and I said to somebody, you're going to need tissues, right? You're going to need tissues. Vanessa was like, no, you're not. And I was like, that's because you don't feel.
Yes, that's Stephanie.
I get it. I know you do.
And shut up, because you had reactions.
I did in Infinity War.
We don't... I don't know that
we can't talk about it.
We can't talk about it.
The four of us have said. I mean, well,
but not everybody has. We're on speaker,
but
yes.
But they can hear us now.
Are they paying attention?
Can they hear us?
They can't hear us.
But let's not, just in case.
I got a little
look,
teary.
Look, Steph,
one part.
Fanny, Manny, and Lisa haven't.
I'm not going to say anything specific. I got a little teary in one part.
She felt emotion. She was there.
It reminds me, I correlate it with my son, but that's about it. Like,
no, Vanessa was just like, she was like, that's. I was like, I guess because you don't feel. And even I can understand that as another geek, especially, would need tissues in certain moments. You know, like, I wasn't there bawling either. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening. I know, but you have different reasons for it. Like, your reasons.
I'm still not dealing with it. I want you to know that I was sitting next to her. And there's a certain moment that happens.
Anybody, this is going to come out in like 2 weeks. If you haven't seen fucking Avengers by then, get your ass there.
Yeah. And
then,
but we're not going to say anything. We're not going to say anything,
but just in
case. There's
a moment in the movie, we that know Christy know, that happens that...
Oh, Jenga. Jenga always feels like if somebody...
Everybody okay? Yeah, everybody's good and good.
Jenga, whenever Jenga happens, you feel that like the world has ended.
I don't know. I don't care about those games. Nobody,
so you were sitting next to her.
So I'm sitting next to her yesterday, and there's a moment that happens. And honestly, like, my friend next to Christy, it sounded like somebody had punched her in the stomach. And I grabbed her arm, and I was like, it's okay. They're going to fix it. They're going to fix it. She's like, but. And I'm like, they're going to fix it, babe.
Christy,
don't worry.
You know he's contract for like 12 and movies,
like,
right?
And like the Spoilers. Rest... The remainder of the movie, every time, she was like in tears, and I'm like, they're gonna fix it, they're gonna fix it, they're gonna fix it. And oddly enough, I was like the boner killer, because I was sitting between Jeff and Christy.
Oh, wow, okay.
And Jeff was like, did not give up. He was laughing at me because the movie ended, and I was like shook.
Yeah, I know.
Shook. And I'm like, can you go hug your wife, please? She's just been through some shit right now.
I know. Sometimes I feel like that's also like the curse of being like an uber geek that reads comic books and all that stuff, because as much as certain things in the movie shocked me, I went in with a preconceived notion of I knew what was going to happen. So when certain things happened, it was like, okay, good. They did that really well. I knew it was coming, but they executed
every once
it
in a while,
fantastically.
Every once in a while, I leaned over to David. I'm like, how are you doing? Are you okay? Yeah. Like every like 20-30 minutes, I was like, how are we doing?
Yeah.
I had to like, pasame la mano.
There was a few moments where I do this epic thing where normally I watch the movie and I'm leaning back. You know that I'm super anxious because I move forward I go on my knees and I'm like, oh my God. And then Vanessa did the calm. Like, I felt like very much like Scarlett Johansson and the Hulk. And she's like, yeah, the sun's going real low. And I was just like, I'm fine. I'm fine. It's fine. It's fine. No, it's not fine. Nothing's fine. Nothing is fine.
Yeah. The whole world fell apart.
No, like, and here's the reason that it was such a thing is that, so Jeff all day was having this, I'm not ready. He was like, I can't do this. I can't watch. I'm not ready for what's going to happen. Because he had this whole thing, and I was like, stop being a fucking baby. We know what's gonna happen. Yep. Just let it fucking go.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then...
Fuck me.
Yeah, I fucked you.
Because
she was the one that was emotionally distraught.
I was distraught. My mother was sitting next to me. My mother, who is super like, what happened? Who's that guy? What's this? But my mother, like, I sat in silence, and my mother just, like, looked at me, and she didn't even try to fucking talk
to
me.
She was like, forget it. We can't even talk about this right now.
My mother didn't even try, because she knows, and she just looked at me, and she's like...
Well, I was so glad that I got joined in on your chat, because when me and Vanessa got home... Vanessa watches all the movies with me, but she doesn't, like, know the story, follow up on all of that stuff. She kind of knows what's going on. She goes to all the movies with me, but I'm the one that'll watch them, like, 10 or 15 times. So I understand that better. So I get home, and I'm like, I want to get super geek with you, and I know that I can't. I can only talk about like what actually happened in this movie, but not like what it means for future movies and how it's going to come back and why that one line was really important.
You mean my house and Stephanie's house?
Right. Which is why when I got introduced to the chat that I was like, I literally went back in your backlog from when I was
what
invited.
What did you say?
And I read everything.
Wait. But I think the first thing that Q said was, hi, my name is Q, and I've been personally victimized by Infinity War.
GIF of the Mean Girls, raise your hand if you've been personally victimized. Yes. But like, raise your hand if you've been personally victimized.
Somebody
by
needs to do that.
No,
yeah.
And that's
I'm
exactly
sure by Monday it'll be.
I was like, hello, my name is Q, and this is what happened.
So the GIF was started by Jeff. I mean, not the GIF.
Be right back.
Was started by Jeff. And throughout, I think Jeff and Kirstie were the, I actually think Mike was the first one to see it because he went like early as fuck in the, I don't know how he saw it so early.
Yeah.
I guess just because New York.
Mercadal saw it on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, he saw it Thursday night? Okay, that's
and you guys
I'm pretty sure Mercadal saw it Thursday. So they saw it Friday at like 10 in the morning. David and I saw it Friday.
At the same time as us.
I think we saw it maybe like 20 minutes before you did.
Before, yeah, because I even asked you, I was on my way to the theater when you said you were getting popcorn. So I was like, what theater are you at? Because this would be crazy for at the same movie theater. And then,
no, because you guys went up in West Palm. Where you?
No, we came here in the Falls, but you guys were Palace.
So we were at Palace. And so we were like sitting down as you guys were like getting ready
stuff, yeah.
So we got out like half an hour before you did, and then Steph lives in the future.
Yeah, she does. So she had already
been dying for like I don't know how long.
Since Wednesday.
Well, because Australia Steph.
Yeah, Australia Steph was since Wednesday because that was her Thursday. So she saw it at midnight her Thursday.
Yeah, and she's been dying apparently. She was like, I just want to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
So we just kept trickling into this chat. Neri saw it today.
That's right. No, and
I haven't heard a peep from
him.
No, but he had to get back on the ship.
He had to get back on the ship, and we've been here in the game con. So
I don't think he knows about our side chat. Jeff hasn't put him in.
Yeah, because Jeff didn't put him in.
And he didn't comment in the – because what happened was I went into the game con event, and I said, holy crap, what a movie. And immediately Jeff added me to that chat, and I was like, "Fantastic!"
It's
so
like
that
you
I can go.
Got sucked into the other.
I was just like,
it's
"Yes!"
You know what it reminded me of? That like that scene in Toy Story 3 where Buzz finds like the secret poker game that they have.
Oh yes,
that's what this little chat reminds me of.
But I actually went back and scrolled all the way up and read every theory, what everybody had to say, so that I kind of like I was like, "Yeah, this is feeding my geek about this movie." Because unfortunately, who I normally run to, which is Bear. He hasn't seen it yet. He can't see it until Monday. So I was just like, this is going to take so long, and I'm going to have to hold it.
I don't really
care
geek-wise. I just have FOMO, and I want to be included. So I just want to
You guys had little insights, little moments that you catch things that, like, sometimes we're so wrapped up in, like, how is this tied to the comic book? And we kind of already know that we're going, that we sometimes miss things. Like, I had originally, and you missed it too, and I'm glad I wasn't the only one. I missed the Arrested Development callback.
Everybody saw it at the end because if you're watching Avengers.
If you're watching the credits, it said, Arrested Development.
Yeah, I saw that.
Courtesy, whatever.
And I was, what was that from? And I kept going back in my brain, but so much shit happened that I was like, I don't know what part that was. I couldn't even tell you what part that was. And then. Who was it that called? Mike. Mike was the one.
No, Mike said it was Starcar, but Starcar was in Civil War. And then Jeff figured out that Tobias Fuke
Jeff found the article.
Is in the collector's.
Oh.
In the fake. Never mind.
Yeah.
In that part
of the collector's. Everybody knows that.
If you haven't seen, you should fucking see by now.
Benicio del Toro's in the movie.
In that
everybody
part
knows that. When you see Benicio del Toro, look around.
Where the thing happens. It's like when Rachel and Joy are trying to like not spoil the books for each other. Right. This is a movie that I want to put in the freezer. Let me just say that. Kirsty, did you not have like an epic story you wanted to share?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, let's stop talking about Infinity War before we ruin it.
Yeah, so this is not my story, but this is a fucking epic story. If you have not heard this story, you're welcome.
Where are we at?
We are at 30 minutes.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So we'll talk about this and then we can probably wrap up because we don't want a super
Okay, because this story is fucking epic. So if you have not heard this story yet, it was circulating around the news. There is a girl, a woman, 20s, millennial.
Is
to
she
be exact.
Not a girl, not yet a woman?
She's a millennial.
I had to.
Because half the article said millennial. Because they're like really hitting on her ass for being in her 20s. Whatever.
Can I get a specific age?
I'm going to go with 26. I don't know what's happening, but 26 is what I'm going
22.
With.
22.
I'm not 100% sure. I will probably tell you from the look of her, early 20s. Because she looks very young. I can actually Google it in a minute after because I got the story up right now. So, this girl The title of the story is that she delivered her own baby using a YouTube video.
I'm sorry, I gotta lay back for this. I gotta lay back for this.
I need more wine.
So I'm gonna give you the play-by-play that she gave to Twitter.
Oh my God.
She live tweeted her birth?
People have live tweeted
births. No, she didn't live tweet the birth, but the story came out, and then she went on Twitter to,
like, when you start doing those threat stories. Those threat stories?
Yes. Just because they've done the live tweet of the birth doesn't mean that that's like
a normal thing.
Like, focus on your vagina for a bit.
My only point is that it's like, it's not unheard of.
Well, and that's a problem, Stephanie. That is a fucking problem.
Well, she was busy because she was the only one in the room.
Right, watching her YouTube video.
She was the only one in the room where it happened.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus, take the wheel. Go ahead.
So, basically,
I have this really pregnant woman with her water breaking, trying to get on her computer
and her
on her
Pro,
belly.
Like,
www.youtube.com. How to have a baby.
You have no idea where I'm going with this.
It's story time.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with, I'm going to read her tweets. Because the thing is that this happened, the story broke, it came out on the news. And now, then she started, she went on Twitter to basically, quote unquote, defend or explain herself.
Got it.
And I will interject later. Ooh, that would have been bad.
That was so close, but you made it. You guys made it. I believe in you.
She goes, her first tweet, I still don't really understand what's so shocking about my delivery story. She goes, so, first of all, I didn't know I was pregnant for a while. She was already in her third trimester.
And when she found out she was pregnant,
yes.
A lot. What did she think?
Have
she
you
had
not seen the show? Have you not seen that show?
I
know someone personally.
That happened to.
Yeah, same here. I know someone.
You haven't seen that show?
I know.
I have, and I never understand.
And here she goes.
I don't want to be judgy. So let me listen.
To the person that I know that happened to, she says that she never understood how people didn't know that until it happened to her.
Yeah, and she says, and before you ask, the birth control I was on made it so I didn't have a cycle every month.
Ah, okay.
So not having a period wasn't an indicator on
top. There are birth controls that you only get your period once every quarterly. Like,
yeah, quarterly.
Every
on top of that, she didn't gain any weight.
Okay.
So, which happens.
Yeah. So I find out I'm pregnant. Then I'm in denial for another month. So third trimester is month.
She pegged it.
Six months. Yeah.
She pegged it. Season one of Mad Men.
Yeah. So she was in denial. It's like, okay, so then I'm in denial for another month.
Only good things happen when you're in denial.
Yeah.
Let me just say.
So then I'm in denial for another month. After that, there's no way a bitch is preggo. At this point, I'm working in Virginia and away from everyone, so I decided not to tell anyone. My dumb ass was like, maybe it'll just go away.
Okay, she's 22. You're right. She's 22. Yeah. Right. 22.
So I had already.
That's how these things resolve.
Yeah, exactly.
But okay.
So I had already purchased tickets for a vacation in Germany. Oh, no, bitches. I told you this shit goes crazy. And your girl was not about to waste international flight money.
I like her that she talks about herself in the third person.
Yeah.
Only good people talk about themselves in the third person. So except for the only person that's allowed to talk about themselves in the third person is Terry from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Everyone else can sit the fuck down.
So Q agrees with this.
Yes. So I was like,
yes. Yes, I support that.
So I was like, if the baby comes on time, I should be all good in the hood so I can come home for 2 seconds before hopping on my flight to Germany.
Oh, you know, just popping out them kids, pack them bags, and I'm out.
So everything is going well. No biggie. But dog, this is a 14-hour flight. And there was a complimentary meal, but everything had meat in it. And you know, I'm a vegetarian. So I was like, I can't eat this. But 14 hours was too long to wait, so I decided to eat the salmon, hoping I wouldn't get sick. I'm like, oh shit, where are these cramps coming from? You know what? I'm just going to go to sleep. Sleep cures everything, right?
Oh my God.
I'm literally gripping the railing trying to make it through.
Imagine a baby sucked in that airport bathroom. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So I'm literally gripping the rails trying to make it through the lines at customs. At this point, I feel like I'm about to pass out. I'm sweating. I feel like I have to vomit. I'm going through it. Then I go, wait a minute, bitch. Are you in labor?
It ain't the meat sweats. You ain't got the meat sweats.
Oh my God.
You got the pregnancy sweat.
There's no hope on the planet. Continue.
So my ass decides to Google it. The internet was like, well, my good sis, the only thing different between labor and Braxton Hicks is your water breaking. This was completely not helpful. So now I got to wait until then to know if this is legit or not. Either way, it goes, I'm not giving birth in this airport, so I start gassing myself up like I'm not having a baby in the airport. I start talking to myself like, bitch, what you're not going to do is give birth on an airport floor, so you need to get it together and make it to your hotel. I made it to my hotel, and now I'm sure I'm in labor. There is no way in the world I'm not in labor because I can barely stand up at this point. So I'm in a foreign country where no one speaks English, and I don't know the country's emergency number, and I have no clue what to do.
I'm pretty sure 911 is the same everywhere.
It's actually not. Some places it's 112. In some places it's 411.
Oh, I thought that was like the same everywhere.
But I'm pretty sure that at any hotel, you dial 0, and you're going to get some bitch who's going to get the right number for you.
Like, definitely, if you're in a hotel,
there's somebody that speaks English in a
front
hotel.
Not even when you checked in.
Yeah, you were like, hey, I might be in labor.
Help.
Maybe.
So, why are you in Germany? You should have stayed home.
She wasn't going to waste that international flight money.
It's like, my sis.
Because, well, finish this and then we'll talk.
Yes.
So in true millennial form, I decided to YouTube it. If no one else had my back, the internet would. So here my ass is in my hotel room by my lonesome, learning how to deliver my own baby. So, yo, it's game time. I don't have time to be nervous. It's time to get shit done. I spring into action, filling up the tub with warm water, hashtag water birth, grabbing a towel to bite down.
Like, she fucking planned it that way. Bitch, you had no choice.
Yes, seriously.
Grabbing a towel to wrap him or her up with whenever it pops out. So anyway, I strip down and climb into the tub. The internet said there was a couple of different positions that people find the most comfortable. I picked the one that worked for me, and I was like, okay, boom, let's birth this baby. So the internet said I shouldn't start pushing until my contractions were 2 minutes apart because you don't want to exhaust yourself too early and then not have energy when the kid's ready to come. And I'm like, okay, bitch, you got a timer on your phone. You can do this. I love the fact that she just keeps calling herself bitch. My contractions were already at a minute and apart. LOL, I was late as hell. I barely made it to my room, so I threw the towel in my mouth, started pushing, and I have never felt any pain like this in my life. I felt like I was being slit open. Where was my epidural? Yeah, no,
that's what it's- Where was your epidural in your hometown with your OBGYN that you never fucking went to?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm angry.
Luckily, it happened pretty quick. I only had to push about 5 or 6 times before a baby pops out. LOL. Now, let me tell you, babies are buoyant. The little joker said bloop and floated right up to the top of the water.
Oh my God.
At this point, I had no clue what the sex of the baby is. So after catching my breath, I lifted up like, what is it? So I clean up the bathroom, breastfed my baby, and go to sleep.
Wait, what about the umbilical cord? She just missed that. Oh, it's still attached.
You have to deliver your placenta.
I've read this story before that she, while she had the baby and the baby was on her breastfeeding, she Googled what to do about the placenta and she massaged her stomach until it came out. And she Googled the best way to cut and clamp an umbilical cord. And she used shoelaces to clamp the umbilical cord and then she cut it. I've read that part. I don't know.
She's resourceful as fuck. I'm going to be real with y'all. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, it ain't right, but she did it right.
Yeah,
like, it's right.
No, I did not go to the hospital. I take my ass to bed. So the next day, I woke up get ready to go to the airport because I already paid for the cab the night before. And even though I couldn't fly out. Side note, shout out to Turkish Airlines. This was hands-on the best flight attendant service and workers I'd ever experienced. Everybody was so nice. They bought him his first outfit and everything.
You mean you took a naked baby to the airport?
Because he was damn near naked when we arrived.
She didn't even go buy him diapers?
No.
What are you talking about? She had a cab ride paid beforehand.
Does this sound like somebody that's fucking planned for like what she's having for lunch tomorrow?
The rest of the story,
Better not meal prep. That bitch better not meal prep.
She does not meal prep. I guarantee that.
So she woke up the next morning, got in a cab, went back to the airport because she was just there on a layover. On her way to Amsterdam or Turkey, I think it was. Or wherever she was at. No, she was at Turkey.
Did she keep going to where she was supposed to go?
She then got on a plane. They took her to the embassy. Got the kid a birth certificate. Because it's a U.S. citizen.
Right.
Then got her on a plane. And she went and continued her trip to Germany. to then to visit the family or friends that she was going to go see with the kid days old.
Stop.
So, yes, ma'am.
I have had a long theory, like a long-standing theory, that if you want to procreate, you should be able to pass a standardized test the same way that you need to apply for a fucking license or social security, because some people should not procreate.
Bitch is resourceful, though.
No, she mad
resourceful.
Because
of the internet. But she's resourceful because she had no other choice, because she could have stayed home and gone to the emergency room.
Let's be real. She was resourceful at the last minute because for like, she said, once she found out, she was still like, nah, for like a month. And then afterwards, she was still like, but who cares? But you know, like, so there was time where she was just like, let me not be resourceful at all.
Correct. She chose to be like, I'm not pregnant, so it's going to go away like the fucking flu. But the thing is that, okay, so let's suspend reality.
I got a
casual
sperm. It's gone in a week. Don't worry about it.
Let's suspend reality for a second. OBGYNs won't, and I work in the medical field, that's why I know this, not because of like personal experience, but OBGYNs won't accept you if you're past a certain amount of weeks, because then they assume the liability of anything being wrong with your kid, even though you're the one that went to them.
Right.
This is just shit that I know because it's the industry I work in.
Yeah.
So let's assume that she's like, I couldn't find a doctor. Correct. You can go to the fucking emergency room.
Yeah, so I was going
to
say, there's an ER.
They'll do an ultrasound, and then they'll fucking recommend somebody for you that, because you were in the emergency room, they have to take on your case.
Right. Yeah. There's a loophole in the system.
You couldn't Google that shit when you were figuring out that you were pregnant?
Here's my problem with the story. Well, I mean, I have a lot of problems with the story.
Aren't you glad I brought this story into your life?
I'm so glad, because it's like, it's just mind-boggling to me, because I'm the kind of person that, like, I can't wait to be pregnant and all that. So, like, then I feel like I would be super type A. Like, and this is the time that I'm waking up because I have to have this diet and do this thing. So this bitch just going on an airplane and deciding that she rode it out for 14 hours. I got to give her props, because she was already going into contractions before she jumped on the plane, to then jump on that plane and be on it for 14 hours and still make it to the hotel. I just find it crazy that the baby is buoyant. Like, this is what you were like noting in your head. Like, look at that. He just floated. Like, I don't even know if is it a he or a she? I don't think
it's a boy.
I don't sense any kind of regret in her story.
Yeah, because she's like, this is
post-baby. Look how I figured this out. Well, yes.
She starts off by saying, I don't understand what the problem with my birth story is.
Yeah, this is post-baby. This whole story that I just told you is post-baby.
The whole story's bad.
And FYI, what I didn't lead you guys to know is, every single one of her tweets is accompanied by
a gif.
No, I am so glad that I now have a face to go with what that story was.
No,
because I was not sure.
You know
for
what?
A second.
No, that's not her. That's
you
not
know
her.
What?
That's not
you
her.
Know
that's
what?
A
Let
gif.
Me tell you
oh,
something.
Bitch, use Kim too.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, no, no. If I show you a picture of this girl, you want to slap her.
Let me tell you
because
something.
Please show me a picture. She's one of these, every picture of her. Wait, hold on. Every single picture of her that she posted, it's her with the baby, peace signing it up and sticking out her tongue.
She's definitely 22.
Okay,
21.
So on the tail of that, let me piggyback on that. I'm personally on the fence on whether or not I want to procreate. However, because I feel like for a lot of reasons, I may not be equipped for it.
Right.
However, this story, I feel very qualified.
I could be a great parent. I would be great.
I know enough to go to a doctor. I'm already ahead of the curve here.
I just find it so crazy that she would go to sleep afterwards and like worry about things like the next day. Like, let me just handle this and not. That's just crazy to me. Like, it's just, I'm still having a hard time wrapping my head about it. And just imagining this girl who's got this baby basically crowning as she's checking into the hotel. Enough time to still warm up the water, but then, like, didn't make it to the tub? She almost didn't make it to the tub? Is that what she said?
Barely.
No, she had it in the tub, because remember, the baby's buoyant.
Yeah, but she said it was barely, like, she barely made it there. She just had to straight stick the towel in her mouth to bite down.
Basically.
Please show me a picture. That's insane.
Well, let me tell you a few things. First of all, my mother, growing up, my mom worked for U.S. Airlines for 25 years. You can be refunded for pregnancy if you become pregnant, because you can buy flights 6 months out. So if you become pregnant and you're past your 24 week,
then you can't fly.
You can be refunded your money. So there's your fucking, I don't want to waste an international flight.
bullshit because you could have just Googled.
Yeah.
Because there are certain things, even though tickets are non-refundable, like for there's certain...
Like deaths in the family,
there's
things
certain,
like that.
Very few circumstances.
I just found out
there
I
very,
was pregnant. Like that.
There are very few
like,
circumstances, but there are like a handful of circumstances where you can get a flight refunded. Medical emergencies, surgeries that come up that are like within the time of your whatever, deaths, shit like that, that you can get refunded.
Yeah.
It's a fucking bitch to get it done because you have to submit all kinds of paperwork.
But I mean, she's resourceful. She could have done it.
But it can get done.
My head hurts
still
so
like,
much.
Like tapping her eye and her forehead.
I mean,
I
now
believe.
I feel like I could have a kid.
I'm
like,
pretty sure anybody in this building can have a kid now.
Because step
you
one, go to the doctor.
That's scary. It I is just scary. Met Suarez. That's scary.
You know what? Honestly, I think that, I mean, props to her for being resourceful. She could have been an asshole and not even tried to go on the...
I know,
she
but
also, like, kept
I'm
the
sorry.
Kid with her. She could have
I'm
dumped
sorry.
It in a dumpster in the back of an alley.
I'm sorry, correction.
I agree, but, like, the anxiety in me is, like, it's a great story to tell right now because everything worked out.
Right,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? It's though that kind of. But if there had been a complication,
that's hostile
if the
shit.
Baby,
but
if the baby had been born with the umbilical cord around the neck,
because
like
that's
neck.
Because it worked out. Because like I think about these things all the time. Because like I had a natural delivery, Christy had a natural delivery, but I think about someone like Vanessa who labored for 22 hours with Sophie and ended up having a C-section. Because but I think about situations like that before. Modern medicine.
Yeah,
those are the women that used to die in childbirth
yeah.
because babies wouldn't come out,
right?
Because there were complications or whatever. And those are the children that used to die in childbirth. And those are the women that used to die in childbirth. Like you're so lucky
that this is what happened.
This is what happened.
So and that's why another like I have another problem with like the way that she's making because of course she's like gloating about this with gifts of Kim K and all this other crap. But really, like you should be. It's one of those things again. Like I know so many friends who have had miscarriages or who are infertile and can't have kids, and that would take this situation so
you know what
seriously. Yeah. And here you are talking about I just tied a shoelace around that umbilical cord
honestly,
and went to sleep. Like that for me is like you have no idea how lucky
correct.
You really are
right.
that the baby is healthy, that you're in Germany and still able to do your vacation,
right.
and that nothing happened to you or the child. Like the baby didn't come out breached because that could have happened.
She didn't know she was pregnant, which means she didn't take any prenatal. Needles, which means
she didn't get
but
a,
she didn't
a,
know until she knew and
sonogram.
Then she decided not to
yeah.
know anymore.
She didn't know until she knew and then did
and
nothing.
I think that honestly for me I just feel like pissed for all the moms who have struggled have had
exactly.
a hard labor
yeah
who all the women
or
couples
or time getting pregnant
correct
yeah.
or everyone who struggles with fertility or wants to have a family and can't for one reason or another. And like I think that her like I think motivation is what defines all of us. And her motivation, like she could have taken this story and like try to publish it on Huffington Post.
Yeah.
And been like, hey, this is my story. Guess what? I fucked up, but I figured it out. The fact that you're going on Twitter and adding gifts, and again, I'm gonna use my disclaimer that I'm not a mom, so I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Right.
However, if you're going on Twitter and trying to get this shit trending, and it did, congrats
right.
to you,
so
and you're doing it with gifts, then you know what, honestly, I feel like this story isn't so much about how like things
right,
turned out well. It's not that the story isn't about for her the way she did it. I don't think it was for her to say how things turned out well. I think she was trying to get this shit trending, and she did.
Yeah,
but then
wanted to go viral,
but you
yeah.
still have a kid to take care of. Like, what are you gonna do now?
Well, like every single motivation for her was selfish.
And
the
like,
pretending
this shit
she
is
wasn't
not gonna...
pregnant was selfish. The still wanting to go on her vacation was
correct.
Selfish. Not seeing a doctor. So this is just another selfish tactic.
This shit is not. This shit is not gonna get you on Ellen. So
no,
I don't know
no,
what the.
Oh, it's gonna get her on Ellen. Just like here's the problem
not.
With our society.
No, it's
Ellen.
Not.
It'll get her
and
on
Dr. Phil.
Good Morning America.
No, what's that bitch?
Good Morning America.
Wendy.
It'll
Williams.
Wendy.
Wendy.
But
not
Ellen.
It'll
be like. Nuh-uh.
No, Ellen is positive shit.
Yeah, see, this is the problem is that,
had
like,
she done a positive flip. Like, I can't believe I made this choice. I learned that I should have taken this more seriously.
Right.
Then Ellen might have brought her on. But you're, again, going
Ellen
at it.
Ellen would have bought her
a
house and gotten her $15,000.
Ellen would have gotten Bye Bye Baby to donate, to give her a bunch of baby shit. Like, did you just give you a note on a plate?
Yeah.
He's wow, gave me a way to break down the fourth wall, bitch. There's a reason why he fucking
did that. Yeah, we have a lot of things.
Anyway,
game con, guys.
So yeah, I just wanted to bring this story to your lives.
Well, yes. Thank you and fuck you.
You know what? Tweet at us if you have comments. Email us and comment on our Facebook.
Because this story has left. Listen, I've dealt with this. Then I went to see Avengers. I've just had an emotional roller coaster of a husband.
You want more wine?
You need more wine.
I probably need more wine.
All right. So.
Oh, sorry. I have to do things. I'm hosting. Shit.
The business.
I'm not used to this.
We need the business.
Okay. So
you can find us on Acast, iTunes, on the Geek Bro Network.
How do you spell Mamas and Merlot?
Wait. MOMMASANDMERLOT at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat,
email,
Tumblr,
Instagram.
Gmail.com. Sorry. You can talk to us on any social media,
yes.
On email. You can find us on Geek Bro with our other podcast, Talking Geek, Mount Geekmore, What's Up Bro,
Shiver,
Comedy Fitness, Zeroes on Heroes. What else?
What's up, bro? Right.
And soon to be someday in the future ever, Shiver. Seasons and Run or Not.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, the Radonauts are fun.
I'm still waiting for Lude Broom and...
tonight would have been a good
Nude
night
Brood
for
is
Lude
the
Broom.
Sex one?
Yeah.
I have questions for that one.
You gotta do Lude Broom.
I have so many topics for that one.
I know. We really
that
need to
it's
get,
intense,
like,
guys. It's
we
intense.
Should get that going.
Yeah.
All right,
my
guys.
Girls will be back
thanks
in
for
town.
Tuning in, and cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Bye.
Save big money on your next project. Now, at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save.